Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today we have a celebration, one of the biggest celebrations is used in the old Russia, used to be called the second little Pascha, and that's of the Annunciation of the Mother of God, when the Saint Gabriel, the Archangel, had came to the Mother of God and revealed and told her that she is going to become the mother of the Lord, that the Lord, the Almighty God, the maker of all the heaven and earth, that no one can be able to engulf, that he is going to come in her womb and is going to be born from her as a regular person, as a regular person, to try to bring us to the kingdom of heaven, to make us also gods and the sons of the Lord. You know, he gave us the beautiful prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And he meant it, and he wants us to feel that he is our Father. That makes him, he is our brother, those of us who are of the women gender, that of course they are the sisters of the Lord, and this is such a great honor. This is what, of course, what the filthy scum, the devil, was trying to tell Eve at that time, that if you eat the fruit you become like God. Well, God is himself is making us as gods, he's making us his own children, my beloved. It is such a wonderful news that the Mother of God, the Maiden, that she has become the tool for the Lord to come here on this earth and to take a semblance of a man, to become a man for us, so that he can bring us to heaven and raise us up to be his brothers. My beloved, the Mother of God had heard, when she was 12 years old, she heard a wonderful, see, first there was a roar in the air, and a big noise, and then after that she heard the voice, and that voice was the Father of Jesus Christ himself, which the Lord and God has told her that you are chosen, you are going to be the mother of my son and my beloved. And that was when she was 12 years old. And then when she was 14 years old, Saint Gabriel came to her, and he greeted her and said to her, rejoice, and my beloved. When she heard that, she saw him many times before that. He was coming and teaching her in the Holy of Holies, and bringing her the spiritual food. And he was close to her. And this time he came, and he told her to rejoice, and then he told her that she is going to be the mother of the Lord, of the Creator of all the universe. And of course, when she was, why did the Lord choose her? Because he was the humblest of all. Even though she lived in the Holy of Holies, he came in there. She had access to the Holy of Holies, where only the first priest or the first hierarch would be able to come once a year only. But he was able to have entrance there and to come there every day to say prayers there and to be talking to the angels that they were visiting her and my beloved. And yet she had never thought that she could be the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ. And she always, when she would read from Isaiah that the maiden is going to give birth to Jesus, she would only pray and say that, oh, maybe I could be the last sermon for the Mother of God, for the Maiden. And of course, she was chosen to be the Mother of God. My beloved, she loves us so much. She loves us so much. And she wants us so much to love her Son and her Lord and our Lord. that she was standing at the cross and she was suffering so much. When she gave birth to the Lord, she never lost her virginity because he never came out like a regular person. But the Lord came out just like he did come to the disciples through the door, closed doors, and as he came out of the grave also with the stone still being rolled on top of him. And my beloved, he came out this way without ever destroying her virginity. And she never had any pain, as a regular woman has a pain when she gives a birth to children, my beloved. And she stood by the cross and she said, "Now I feel the terrible pain in my womb, seeing you being crucified." And yet she knows that I am the cause for the Lord's suffering on the cross, and you and all of us, because he suffered for my and our sins. He suffered for us. He really suffered for us, and because he wanted to take the sins, all of our sins, to pay for them, so the justice of the God the Father will be done. And so he paid for all our sins, my beloved. And what should we do? We should love him in return. We should know that, as he said, there's no greater love than when somebody gives his life for his neighbor. And he did that for us. He did it for me. He did it for you. And my beloved, you and I, we have to be grateful and we have to love him. And today, of course, is, you know, it's a Passion Week already. And the holiday is today, of the Annunciation, which happened to be on the second day of the Passion Week and on Tuesday. And my beloved, day after tomorrow, he is going to have the Last Supper with the disciples, where he has given us the Holy Communion. And after that, he is going to be crucified, he is going to be suffering, and he is going to be slapped in the face, and spat upon, and hit on the head, and all kinds of terrible things were done to him all night long, before he was crucified. And he suffered everything for us. Let's remember that, and remember the love that the Mother of God has for us, because she knew that it was because of me, because of you, that she has, that the Lord has suffered so much, and she has suffered so much, and yet she never turned on us, and she still loves us, and she still wants our salvation. My beloved, you and me have to learn to love the Lord and to love his mother here that gave her birth as a child, as a human being on this earth, so that he can bring himself as a sacrifice for our sins. You and me, we have to love them in return, and we have to pray and ask God to give us the wisdom not to forget him, that he is our God. He is a God that everywhere present and fills all things, and that he is with us when we accept him, when we want him. But of course, when we turn against him, he doesn't allow us to feel him. And even though he is always with us, because he is God, he is God that fills all things. And my beloved, let us love him in return. And now we have a few more days, and well, actually it's only three more days, and then the Lord is going to be crucified for us. Let's go suffer. Let's go suffer with the Mother of God, and let's go suffer with the Lord himself, with what he had done for us, and remember his love, and not not accept the things of the world and not turn our back on the Lord. Let's remember our Lord and let's not be pulled in by the enticement of the world and other temporary things. Let's worry about our soul and not worry much about our body, because it's a temporary lodging for the soul. Let's remember that our soul is going to be eternal, and our body is going to be resurrected when the Lord will come again. And that time it will be a new body. It's not going to have any pains and not aging and anything else. We'll be living like angels, and we'll be with the Lord. May God, through the Mother of God's help, through the Theotokos, through her love, and through the love of the Archangel Gabriel and all the angels that keep on praying for us, because they love us. They want us into the heaven. They don't want us to be having the same lot as the demons that rejected totally Christ and God, and that are because of their pride. And let's remember that God resists the proud, and so let's not be proud. Let's cut off that pride, and when somebody approaches you and spits you even in the face, or hits you, as they did to Christ, being God Himself, and they dared to do that, and when somebody insults you and gives you all kinds of trouble, don't accept that as something that you can pay back, because the Lord didn't pay back. He could have had 12 legions of angels to come and destroy all the earth totally when they came and they arrested him to bring him before the high priests of that time. My beloved, he didn't do that. He didn't do that. And he showed us the example of a true humility. And you and me, you have to learn that humility. Don't get upset when somebody tells something that goes against your grain, or somebody that even slaps you or spits you in the face. It shows you that he has no use for you. Just accept it and pray for him or her, whoever may have done, so that the Lord will forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing, and that the Lord will bring them to repentance and bring them to the kingdom of heaven. And make sure that your heart has the love for them as the Mother of God has the love for us, even though we were the cause of all the suffering that the Lord had gone through. May God give us the strength to finish off the Passion Week and to be able to remember the Lord and co-suffer with Him, and then to be able to rejoice for Him in His resurrection, and rejoice in our resurrection, knowing that we are also going to be resurrected, because that's what the Lord wants. But we have to love Him. Give more prayers to the Mother of God and ask her to give us that, at least a little tiny part of the love that she has for everybody, and for us to have the love for her Son, and to be able to rejoice in the great Pascha. Amen. God bless you.